Let's take a look at Laboratory 10. Now, this lab and homework is a continuation of the lecture. It's the third JavaScript homework you have, and it deals with functions mainly. Now, most of Lab 10, the demos that you see here, as you see, these are a lot of examples, a lot of demos, and most of them have been already covered within the demos that I show you, though I'll show it to you very quickly. All right, so let's look at Lab 10. You notice the first thing it says is user-defined function. And what's the first one? Say it twice. You think we've already done this as part of the lecture? You better believe it. I'll quickly run it. Notice it just tells you to enter a message, and I say, hi there, and I hit OK, and it says, hi there. And if you look at the source code, you'll see the source code pretty straightforward. And again, you have a function in the header, document.write with a break. And then in the body, you see the script where you have a prompt entering a message and a call to say it twice. I don't think I have to go into details. We did this as part of the lecture, did we not? Yes? Yes. Indeed, the second demo, if you go to the homework, the lab rather, you look at the second one, it says make it bold. And by now, you can guess that all this does is when I prompt you for a phrase and I type in, let's say, hi there, it says, hi there. This time it doesn't write it twice, but it does make it bold. Have we seen how to make it bold? Yes, that was part of the lecture also. Indeed, you can look at the source script and then you'll see in the function make bold, they send the bold tag. That's all. They just say it once. If you want to say it twice, just do the document.write twice. But again, something that we've covered in the lecture portion. So I'm not going to spend any additional time, unless there's a question. Okay. The third example, move mouse over a link. All right, I'll open it up. Let's take a look at it. And what do you see here? Watch me. I wonder what's going to happen when I roll over watch me. Should we look at the source code first? Nah, let's do it first. All right, whatever. Background turned red. What's going to happen when I move away? It's going to turn back to white, not cyan. See, they don't like cyan like I do. All right. So just look at the source code. You'll see the on mouse over, on mouse out events. And again, we have covered that as part of the lecture. You're welcome to look at this, but you'll see what they do here. Any questions? All right. Just showing you that we have actually covered these demos. All right. The next demo is called image rollover. Okay. A little book. What? I'm going to roll over it. You know how to create this image. When I roll over the book, something's going to happen. That becomes my anchor. Right? That's my link. And look what happens. The book opens up. Okay? The book opens up. You think I really turned the pages? No. What is it? I move away. The book closes. You look at the source code. Two different pictures. Right? Just two different pictures. And they're there. Part of the demo. Notice that they don't have complete URLs. See, when you do your homeworks, please use complete URLs because you're sending them to me over the internet, and I don't know which pictures you're using. I have to be able to access them over the internet. Here, we're using the demo that's on the web page of the course, and that's why you don't see the complete URL. You don't see http://, because it's local to where the web page is, so it finds it. But if you send me your homework, you have to give me a complete URL or I won't get your pictures. Make sure you have a complete HTTP, the whole description, a whole URL. Anyhow, that's this one where they open the book. Two different pictures. Okay, next one. Lots of effects at once. And let's take a look at that one. And what do we have here? You have a link, watch this, and a ball. When I roll over the ball, nothing, because the link is actually the watch this. And if I roll over that, okay, there you go. Okay, the background changes and the image changes. So they're doing those two at once. And you'll notice what they're doing here. On mouse over, they call a function called rollover. And rollover changes the background image to red. It also changes the source of the image to the other ball. And then when you roll out, on mouse out, it calls a function rollout. Background goes back to white. And the ball.source, the source image, goes back to the first. Any questions? Okay. Again, we've done a very similar demo, okay? I don't think I have to go over this, unless you have a specific question. Okay. Again, notice they didn't do the complete URL, because they're doing it local to where this particular program is. That's another reason I don't even want to do these demos. my demos, I always use the complete URL because that's the way you have to send me the homework. When you do something over the internet, you need a complete URL. These only work because it's local. If you try to send this to a friend, hey friend, look at this, it won't work because they won't have the images. Okay, so always specify the whole URL, the complete URL, just safer, better. And then there are several examples on clicking buttons, and you're welcome to go through those. I'll do example number 8 because that one is actually we've gone through most of them. Example number 8 is useful in one of the homework problems. So let me just do that one. And it says, in this example, we use a form with several input boxes to get information from the user and then use that information to generate a web page. And it says, type in your first name. So I'll use that same name that I had, Jim. And then I go to the next box, and it says a last name, and I type in Cox. And then an active button pressed here. Ready? And what does it do? It actually creates a web page, and it says, congratulations, Jim Cox. Like a Mad Lib. All right? It's like a Mad Lib. Only you use text boxes for the input, and then when you clicked, you actually read the value from the text boxes, and it created a web page. So if we go back and look at the source code, you can see what happened. All right? You notice that in the body, you have some text in this example, and then there's the form. The form created those two text boxes. The first one, which says, what is your first name? And the identifier, the name of that box is first name. Then what is your next name? That's the second box. And it has an identifier, last name. And then the button which is labeled press here. And there's an event handler on click. By the way, you notice all the source code in these examples are not as neat as the way I aligned everything. I can't help that. I don't write these examples. These examples are from somebody else. But when you write your stuff, please be neat. Align them. Look at the demos that I gave you. And I tried to be very neat there for a reason, to show you how to do this. It's not as neat over here. Be neat. Anyhow, this event handler on click calls document.write and says, congratulations, plus, it concatenates what? document.myform.firstname.value. It reads the text box. It reads out the first name, Jim. Plus. All right? And there's a space. Notice plus, and between single quotes, a space. Plus, and then again, I'm using the value of a variable, so there's no quotes over here. document.myform.lastname.value. It goes to the other text box and reads out the last name, Cox. Plus, and then between quotes, an exclamation point, and that's how we generated the page. Any questions? Those are the demos. Right, you'll do these labs at your leisure. You can look through the rest of the demos. I want to just go to the homework and to show you what's required for the homework. Any questions on lab 9? You'll be able to go through these examples, but note, most of what I've done in the demos that I gave you as part of the lecture. Homework number 10 is to create a JavaScript page or 5 pages. You have an option, 1 page or 5 pages, whatever you want. There are 5 parts to this homework. You can either write separate files for each, as it says in the instruction, write each one of these in a separate file. I will accept if you put all 5 parts into one file. That's your option. Okay? That's your option. Sometimes it's easier to do it one at a time. Sometimes it's you like to do it all 5 at once. Sequentially, fine. Question?
Can you
do 2 files, whatever. As long as I notice that you did all 5 parts. Let's look at the 5 parts, the 5 requirements that have to be done. First one is write an HTML page that prompts the user for a message and then displays the message on the page in italics. You should use a function to produce the italicized message. Let's see. Did we do any examples that were similar to this? Okay, bold. All right. Okay. How hard could this be? Okay, that's the first part. Okay? You understand? Not meant to be hard. It's meant to be instructive. Use the demos as starting points. Okay. Part 2. Write a page that has an image rollover. The page should include the BC logo. When you move the mouse over the logo, it should change to the other one. When you move the mouse off, it should change back to the original image. I don't think I should say any more about this one. Third part. Write an HTML page that contains several buttons. Each button should be labeled with the name of an animal. When the user presses the button, an alert box should pop up as an appropriate response. Here's an example. Like you see this button that says cow? When I press the button, what happens? You get an alert and it says, moo. All right. So you're going to create a few buttons. There are three, four, whatever you want. You know, you can make it a cow, a cat, a horse, whatever you want. And it has an, what do you think? How did this take place? Have we done something similar that when we press the button, we invoked something, something can pop up or do anything? What do you think gets invoked? Obviously, you have an event handler for when you press the button. And what gets called? What type of function gets called? What? An alert, yes, and you give anything you want. And you think there's a way of finding out what the source code is? Notice what I just did. I'm going to look at the source code of the homework page. And if you look at the source code for the homework page, you'll see how to do that very simply. Type. You see where the button was created, the one that said cow? On click, it says alert. Woo! Okay, you get the idea. Make a few buttons, not so hard. And there's a nice starting point. Even in the demos that I gave you, in many ways it's similar to the demos where I had where you press the buttons to change the colors, the foreground, the background. Over there, you called the function to change foreground and background. Here, you're just calling an alert. The alert's also a function. What's the difference which function you call? Okay? Number four. For homework number eight, you wrote a script that prompted you to viewer to enter colors and then change the colors on the page. Redo that exercise using buttons instead of prompts. Use one set of buttons to allow the user to select the color for the background. Use another set of buttons to allow the user to set the colors for the text. Each set of buttons should be in its own form. You will need one form for the buttons of the foreground color, one for the background color. You do not have to supply many colors. Two choices for each is enough, but of course you may offer more if you like. Make sure that the page contains some text so that you can see the color in the text get changed properly. I'm not going to say anything more about this one. And finally, part five. Redo the MATLAB exercise of homework number eight to use the text input instead of prompts. Your web page should contain text boxes to allow the user to fill in values, to put in the blanks, like a name of an animal, name of a place. There should also be a button to press when the user is finished typing in the words. When the button is pressed, the filled-in MATLAB should be displayed. Now, this is very similar to example number seven that we did in the lab portion. And you should follow that, use the way we showed to create the text boxes, the buttons, use the get element by ID command, and you'll be able to read the text boxes and have the MATLAB displayed as appropriate. I won't say anything further on this at this point. Okay? Question? JavaScript, it's a predefined JavaScript function. The alert function is somebody else wrote the code, but it is JavaScript. Yeah. Okay. Now this MATLAB, right? Just have, you know, make it like two, three, four, whatever, as many boxes as you want, and then a button to press. And I just showed you example eight of lab 10, which was similar. Okay, five parts. And you see what the homework is, and yes, I know what I did when I gave you those demos. Okay, right? It's not the first time I'm teaching this. Those demos help you with this to an extreme. But there was a reason, all right? There's a reason. Okay, I know what I did. It's not. Okay? Any questions on the five requirements for the homework? All right, that being it, that's our intro to lab number 10.